today is no sweat news. Shall we do the good news, no sweat news?
I guess.
All right, let's see how this light in the end of the tunnel looks. Dateline Latvia. I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me where Latvia is.
Latvia? Isn't that where Balki Bartokomus is from? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm thinking of the island of Mipos.
The capital city of Latvia just unveiled a statue to honor their healthcare workers.
Oh.
I'll give you a dollar if you know the capital of Latvia.
The island of Mipos? I guess apparently I only know perfect strangers geography.
I'll be admit I had no idea either. Latvia is just north of Estonia.
Oh.
Right across from
Estonia. I used to live there. That's in Queens.
Right.
I live right on the sunny side.
Right across whatever that body of water it is from Sweden. Well, how about a nice hand for Riga? The capital of Latvia, they unveiled a 20-foot statue of a doctor wearing a face mask, white coat, and a stethoscope around its neck with their arms outstretched towards the sky.
Oh, good for them.
To honor their healthcare workers.
Well, there you go.
See?
That's wonderful.
Dateline England for story number two. You know, it's good that some people are responding to the COVID-19 problem by asking the question, how can I help? I mean, we've had 100-year-olds walking for charity, high school kids delivering groceries to old folks, someone putting dumb dad jokes on signs in front of their house.
I love that.
It's nice. Well, a food bank in England just had to put out a press release asking people to check the expiration date on food because someone just donated a can of fish that expired in 1987.
What year?
1987.
Okay, I've saved some stuff in my time, but I'm not saving something for 33 years.
It was anchovies, too.
Oh, God. That's like the worst topping.
The food bank joked, 33-year out-of-date fish, anyone? Please check dates before you donate.
No, I mean, not for me to eat, but I'd like to get my hands on for a GOTS challenge. Sounds like something for next year's Rat Fest. We could force them to do.
It really does. I can see I can hear what? The vomit from here.
Come on. So wow. Eat some 33-year-old anchovies live on stage.
God.
Perfect.
Dateline Amazon.com for our third and final of the day. Apparently, we're not ready to use public bathrooms yet.
Oh.
The big search increase lately is disposable urinals.
What?
Disposable urinals.
How would that work now?
Well, you're about to find out.
I thought a disposable urinal is a tree.
I thought the urine was already disposable. I thought that's how it came.
Well, I mean... Yes, disposable urines. It's called a bush.
Searches for Travel John disposable urinal bags have increased fivefold in the past couple of weeks.
Who the hell would do this?
Products from brands such as Travel John and Peabody.
Peabody?
Peabody. Get it? Peabody?
Oh, yeah,
Peabody.
I get it.
Peabody have boomed. What they are is bags that contain chemicals that turn the pee into a solid, which then you can just easily dispose of in a garbage
can.
That
is insane.
I mean, why
do this?
We're making waste, more waste with waste.
All you do is find some dirt.
Just go
anywhere.
Take a leak someplace.
Go in the back of a gas station.
Oh, what do we need to make a...
What the hell?
And if I wanted my pee to be solid, I'd poop.
I know. That's the what? This might be the most useless product I've
troubling,
ever
right?
heard of.
Troubling. I have to pee in a bag instead of just peeing.
Yeah.
That way we can put more garbage in the landfill.
No one's going to do this.
Apparently searches are skyrocketing.
I don't get people these days.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you tomorrow for more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.